Would everyone in the Missouri Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 106th Psalm, we read, "Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them." Gracious God, we ask that you may bless each of us and provide the gentle healing power of your love, that we may find ways to express such love to others when we return home. Give us the power to express your love that wipes away the tears of the grieving and those who suffer. Let us reach out a hand to those who are fearful and those who are lost. Help us leave our comfort zones, that your acts of mercy may give assurance that your love touches everyone through our meager efforts. And especially we ask that your love and comfort touches Senator Redder as she grieves her father's death. Bless and be with her and her family as they commend him to your gracious love, assurance of your love and acceptance of him. All this we ask in your holy name, we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
The senator from the 2nd District is here. Senator from Lawrence, senator from the 20th is here. Senator from Cass is here. Senator from the 7th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 29th day, Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. The Senate met.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hasn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 330, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 43, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Action. The Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading on the formal calendar. I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills. The first bill up is Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27, the Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Dallas County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we heard earlier this week that was concerning county treasurers. Also, we have had some legislation on there from the Senator from Newton dealing with coroners. Also, the Senator from the 14th had language on there dealing with county recorders. That was the base bill. Then we had some amendments on the floor. Senator from the 23rd had an amendment dealing with filing dates. Senator from Cass had an amendment dealing with the auditor in Cass County. And the Senator from Andrew had an amendment that dealt with prisoner per diem and courthouse, who kind of is in charge of the courthouse, I guess you would say. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Senator from Dallas County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Dallas renews her motion that the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 27, an act relating to political subdivisions with existing penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon.
Aye.
Hageman.
Aye.
Hoskins. Huff. Koenig. Lucht-Meyer. May. Moon. Mosley. O'Loughlin. Onder. Razor. Rader. Riddle. Rizzo. Roberts. Rowden. Schatz. Shoup. Washington. White. Whelan. Williams.
Senator from Cass. You are not recorded. You are now an aye. Senator from Ozark, could you repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. The next bill up is Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 64, the senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the senator from Scott County, would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Saying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 38, the senator from Cole County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 38 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Cole County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body. If we could get a little quiet in the chamber so the senator can describe his bill and make his motions, I'm sure Senator from Cole would appreciate it. Thank you, Senator from Cole.
I now move that Senate Bill 38 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I'd love to, Mr. President. So this is the bill that we discussed the other day about classifications of electric bikes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Cole County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 38. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Cole County renews his motion that Senate Bill 38 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 38. An act relating to electric bicycles with penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Aye. It's getting really loud in the chamber now. We can't even hear the secretary call the roll. Please take your conversations to the side galleries or keep them to a whisper. Senator from Dunklin County votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, next up is Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 89, the senior senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 89 be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Jefferson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 89 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I sure will. Senate Bill 89 modernizes the definition of a motor club as a legal entity that, in consideration of dues, promises to provide motor club services to its members or subscribers. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from Jefferson County has moved for the third reading and final passage for the Senate substitute to Senate Bill number 89. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Jefferson County renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 89 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 89, an act relating to motor clubs with existing penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the first votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 22, the senator from the 15th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 22 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 15th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 22 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I do. This is the bill that we dealt with 2 days ago with floodplains. It eliminates TIFs and the use of floodplains, green spaces, and we also redefine blight. We're literally trying to prevent our tax dollars from being washed down the river. And this bill has been passed out of this chamber the last 2 years unanimously. And there are a few exemptions for a few places that still want to wash their tax dollars down the river.
the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 22 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 22 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 22, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 2nd District votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business and reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will once again go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate your patience on going to reports of standing committees, maybe for a second time. Mr. President, I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, and a list of those appointees has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Also, Mr. President, I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on these reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments report be adopted. All those in favor of that opinion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments report. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 17 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics? And also, Mr. President, could you please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43 and Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 152 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
All of those bills will be referred as directed.
Senator from the 15th. Senator from Andrew does not appear to be in the chamber. Senator from the 8th. Excuse me. Sorry. Senator from the 8th. I believe you have a report for the Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has many reports.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read those reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 5, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 36, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 57, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 354, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 226, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kaney, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 126, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Eichel, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 287, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 282, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, your hardworking Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send that work from the hardworking committee forward, please. Madam Secretary, please read the report. Hey, you're next.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 202, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 44, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 71, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 254, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernskeeter, Chairman.
Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Industry has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 94, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Burleson, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 206, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 138, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 78, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please send the report or read the report. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has an additional report.
Please send the additional report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 74, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 343, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lukemeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Education has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 95, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 30, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 134, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred Senate Bill 98, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 377, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements.
President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, all formal business is done. We'll do second reads. Feel free to stay and listen. Otherwise, have a great weekend.
Further announcements. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. He appears to have now left the chamber, but the senator from Davies has a birthday today, but he's not in here.
The senator from Nottoway?
The senator from Mercer.
The senator from Holt?
Atchison, I believe, Mr. President. Or maybe it could be Sullivan. I'm not sure.
Senator, this is your inquiry, but I think it'd be appropriate for the body to...
The appropriations chairman is getting a little older today, but he is not apparently in the chamber. If anyone has a chance to see him, you might wish him well.
Let's wish the Senator from Andrew a happy birthday. Senator from the 20th.
President, just an announcement. The Committee on Small Business and Industry will be meeting directly after adjournment for executive session. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 476.
Senate Bill 476, an act relating to the calculation.
Education, Senate Bill 477.
Senate Bill 477, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 478.
Senate Bill 478, an act relating to supplemental health care services agencies.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 479.
Senate Bill 479, an act relating to Board of Pharmacy Inspections.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 480.
Senate Bill 480, an act relating to manufactured housing.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery, the secretary could hear the senator from Franklin much clearer, and if we continue to drag our feet, the floor leader may miss his tea time. Senator from Franklin.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 481.
Senate Bill 481, an act relating to the recovery of unemployment benefits.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 482.
Senate Bill 482, an act relating to the recovery of unemployment benefits.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 483.
Senate Bill 483, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 484.
Senate Bill 484, an act relating to the credentialing of health care practitioners by health carriers.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 485.
Senate Bill 485, an act relating to air ambulance services.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 486.
Senate Bill 486, an act relating to earnings tax.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 487.
Senate Bill 487, an act relating to the release of a defendant.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 488.
Senate Bill 488, an act relating to funding to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior.
Law, Senate Bill 489.
Senate Bill 489, an act relating to financial institutions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 490.
Senate Bill 490, an act relating to family farms.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 491.
Senate Bill 491, an act relating to pesticide certification and training.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 492.
Senate Bill 492, an act relating to firearms discrimination.
Law, Senate Bill 493.
Senate Bill 493, an act relating to child passenger restraint systems.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 494.
Senate Bill 494, an act relating to veteran designations on driver's license and identification cards.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 495.
Senate Bill 495, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 497.
Senate Bill 497.
Seven.
I have 496. Was that removed?
No, 496.
Senate Bill 497, an act relating to the participation of property among heirs.
Ag Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 498.
Senate Bill 498, an act relating to public contracts.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 499.
Senate Bill 499, an act relating to a tax credit to child care facilities.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 500.
Senate Bill 500, an act relating to a tax credit for the care of certain dependents.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 501.
Senate Bill 501, an act relating to licensure of insurance producers.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 502.
Senate Bill 502, an act relating to emergency powers.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 503.
Senate Bill 503, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Education, Senate Bill 504.
Senate Bill 504, an act relating to the provision of Mo Health Net benefits.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 505.
Senate Bill 505, an act relating to the release of a defendant.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 506.
Senate Bill 506, an act relating to gaming facilities.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 507.
Senate Bill 507, an act relating to the sale of copper.
Small Business Industry, Senate Bill 508.
Senate Bill 508, an act relating to the construction of electric transmission lines.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 509.
Senate Bill 509, an act relating to expungement.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 510.
Senate Bill 510, an act relating to compensation of sheriffs.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 511.
Senate Bill 511, an act relating to the Department of Corrections reimbursements to counties.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 512.
Senate Bill 512, an act relating to ambulance districts.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 513.
Senate Bill 513, an act relating to the filing of certain petitions by special victims.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 514.
Senate Bill 514, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 515.
Senate Bill 515, an act relating to youth suicide awareness and prevention training for educators.
Education, Senate Bill 516.
Senate Bill 516, an act relating to school makeup days and hours.
Education, Senate Bill 517.
Senate Bill 517, an act relating to reimbursement for special education.
Education, Senate Bill 518.
Senate Bill 518, an act relating to academic performance standards and instruction.
Education, Senate Bill 519.
Senate Bill 519, an act relating to a program to promote medication safety.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 520.
Senate Bill 520, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 521.
Senate Bill 521, an act relating to medication-assisted treatment.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 522.
Senate Bill 522, an act relating to income tax.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 523.
Senate Bill 523, an act relating to Alzheimer's State Plan Task Force.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 524.
Senate Bill 524, an act relating to the assignment of benefits for creditors.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 525.
Senate Bill 525, an act relating to the Missouri Farmers Market Nutrition Program.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 526.
Senate Bill 526, an act relating to physical control over areas within courthouses.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 527.
Senate Bill 527, an act relating to the offense of institutional vandalism.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 528.
Senate Bill 528, an act relating to the Minutemen of the State.
Criminal Law, Senate Bill 529.
Senate Bill 529, an act relating to sales taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 530.
Senate Bill 530, an act relating to public contracts.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 531.
Senate Bill 531, an act relating to financial assistance for the purchase of certain period and diaper products.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 532.
Senate Bill 532, an act relating to Rush Limbaugh Day.
General Law, Senate Bill 533.
Senate Bill 533, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 534.
Senate Bill 534, an act relating to witnesses in certain criminal cases.
Judiciary and Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 535.
Senate Bill 535, an act relating to standards for the procurement of concrete by the state.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 536.
Senate Bill 536, an act relating to unaccompanied youth.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 537.
Senate Bill 537, an act relating to health information.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 538.
Senate Bill 538, an act relating to pharmacy services in hospitals.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 539.
Senate Bill 539, an act relating to employment security.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 540.
Senate Bill 540, an act relating to expungement of records.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 541.
Senate Bill 541, an act relating to emergency health care services.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 542.
Senate Bill 542, an act relating to employment security benefits.
Small Business Industry, Senate Bill 543.
Senate Bill 543, an act relating to the collection of demographic data by certain entities.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 544.
Senate Bill 544, an act relating to public contracts.
General Law, Senate Bill 545.
Senate Bill 545, an act relating to tax credit for certain research expenses.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 546.
Senate Bill 546, an act relating to underground petroleum storage.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, and the Environment, Senate Bill 547.
Senate Bill 547, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Government Elections, Senate Bill 548.
Senate Bill 548, an act relating to continuing education credits for insurance producers.
Congressional Registration, Senate Bill 549.
Senate Bill 549, an act relating to the classification of employees.
Small Business Industry, Senate Bill 550.
Senate Bill 550, an act relating to forensic examinations.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 551.
Senate Bill 551, an act relating to mental health programs for peace officers.
General Law, Senate Bill 552.
Senate Bill 552, an act relating to sentence review for certain persons.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 553.
Senate Bill 553, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property.
Government Accountability Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 554.
Senate Bill 554, an act relating to the receipt of federal economic stimulus funds.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 555.
Senate Bill 555, an act relating to liability claims in educational settings.
Education, Senate Bill 556.
Senate Bill 556, an act relating to the dependent or the Department of Economic Development.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 557.
Senate Bill 557, an act relating to public contracts.
General Law, Senate Bill 558.
Senate Bill 558, an act relating to common sewer districts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy and Environment, Senate Bill 559.
Senate Bill 559, an act relating to the public right-of-way.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy and Environment, Senate Bill 560.
Senate Bill 560, an act relating to retail storage and transport of alcohol.
General Law, Senate Bill 561.
Senate Bill 561, an act relating to children in custody of the state.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 562.
Senate Bill 562, an act relating to food banks.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 563.
Senate Bill 563, an act relating to the Federal Child and Adult Care Food Program.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 564.
Senate Bill 564, an act relating to Substance Use Disorder Treatment Programs.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 565.
Senate Bill 565, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 566.
Senate Bill 566, an act relating to campus intellectual diversity.
Education, Senate Bill 567.
Senate Bill 567, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for the state for the sale of firearms.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 568.
Senate Bill 568, an act relating to concealed carry permits.
General Law, Senate Bill 569.
Senate Bill 569, an act relating to discipline procedures for the highway patrols.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 570.
Senate Bill 570, an act relating to broadband infrastructure improvement.
Consumer Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Environment, Senate Bill 571.
Senate Bill 571, an act relating to implementation of federal law in this state.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 572.
Senate Bill 572, an act relating to the Department of Economic Development.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 573.
Senate Bill 573, an act relating to the Underground Damage Prevention Review Board.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Industry, and Environment, Senate Bill 574.
Senate Bill 574, an act relating to food delivery.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 575.
Senate Bill 575, an act relating to farmers markets.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 576.
Senate Bill 576, an act relating to ethics.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 577.
Senate Bill 577, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 578.
Senate Bill 578, an act relating to economic development.
Economic Development.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thought he had fallen asleep. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, March 8th, 2021 at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, March 8th, 2021 at 4 p.m.